Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot. Score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black! Huskies just blocked it big time. Interception by Brett Gervais. Outside, Hawk for three. It's good! Nice. Dribbles once, pulls up, shoots.
It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, and we're all set to go, Michigan Tech. This is one of the more enjoyable weeks of the season, and everyone's enjoyable. This one is special, though. It is Winter Carnival Week, and we are happy to be a big part of it here at Mix 93 as the Huskies get set to host the Winter Carnival Series in hockey. The basketball teams are home, which doesn't always work out that way, and that makes it even more special. And we can't wait to talk about some Michigan Tech hoops. It's been a busy, it has been a busy last 8 days, and it will be a busy 10 days total as the basketball teams play, and they are back home this weekend on Thursday and Saturday. Wes Fromm is in our studio with us, all set to go with his Winter Carnival pump-up jam, too.
Am I supposed to start beatboxing now?
Yes, that's your hint. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, big weekend, obviously, for Michigan Tech Athletics with Winter Carnival and everybody being at home, and not only hockey but basketball being home, like you said, doesn't always happen. That's a kind of a 50-50 toss-up whether, you know, the schedule works out, basketball's home or not. It seems like 50% of the time, more than 50% of the time, it doesn't work out. Right. But maybe that's just in our heads. But a fun time to have the basketball teams at home and all the home events, six of them coming your way starting tomorrow night, 5:30 and 7:30, Fair State coming in for a basketball doubleheader, and then obviously Lake State. And don't forget about that late start time on Friday, 8:07 on Friday night. And then everybody's a little earlier on Saturday, noon and 2 for the basketball games on Saturday, 5 o'clock for the hockey game. And you get the all-nighter tonight, Dirk. And so it's basically the weekend starts now as everybody, you know, gets geared up for, you know, snow statues and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, there's been stuff going on, obviously, you know, for well over a week relating to Winter Carnival. But, you know, good to have everything in swing and just a fun time of year.
Seems to go faster every year. You know, you think of how much time the students have to get the statues ready, you know, when they get back from break. Mm-hmm. But for some reason this year seems like it was just a couple of weeks ago that they started the statues.
Yeah, it does go by fast. And, you know, when you're in the grind of a season, especially, you know, on the road a lot and in and out, the days really fly by. But that being said, it's going to be a great weekend ahead, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing how our basketball teams respond to having their fourth game here in just over a week, and 1 week's time, basically, you know, Thursday, Saturday, Monday, and Thursday again, so fourth game in 8 days, and then they'll have a fifth game in 10 days on Saturday, so it is going to be a grind, and you know, good teams coming in on both sides.
All right, we'll take a break. We've got a lot of basketball to talk about today.